Y'all, but I feel bad talking over Salt and Pepper. I mean, like, come on, that's just good 90s tunes. That's my decade. Those are the good jams. Happy Friday, y'all. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I've been excited to warm y'all up and introduce to you our newest member of the Maggie Dawn team. His name is Carty. He is running the board. Everybody, say hello to my main man, Carty. Thank you for everything that you're doing.
Appreciate
and for the
it.
Great tunes this afternoon, my friend. This has got a distinct Friday vibe. You know what I'm saying? It feels like Friday.
Does.
Well, really excited to have Carty as part of the team. You want to get any of your thoughts in before the end of the hour and the end of this show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But I wanted to share with you, in addition to reading a whole lot of books, I really do love movies. It is like going to the movies is one of my absolute favorite things. And my dad and I, just this past weekend, went and saw an incredible movie, very provocative. It is called The Conclave. And it is about when the College of Cardinals in the Catholic Church has to sequester itself after a pope dies to select the next pope. And this one is a bit of a thriller, and it was very tense. Very interesting. And usually one of the reasons that I enjoy watching movies is I love to try to predict what's going to happen. And then I feel very, you know, like smug and superior, of course, when I figure out what's going to happen in the movie. I'll tell you this, no way you will predict what is going to happen in this film. Both my dad and I were pretty gobsmacked, and that is a goodly amount of fun to leave a theater going, wow, I seriously did not see that one coming. It is thought-provoking as well. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. And no, nobody from Conclave has paid any sponsorship dollars for the rousing endorsement that I just gave it. We've got a caller. I believe this was a gentleman I was having a spirited discussion with yesterday evening at an alcohol purveying establishment on the Near East Side. Is that you, my friend?
Yeah, it's me. I can't believe you yelled at me so much.
Oh, you yelled back. You yelled back. We had a healthy exchange of ideas.
I think folks, so. This is... I just had to call in and say I'm glad that we got that out of our system.
Well, heck yes, my friend. Everybody, if you haven't heard this man's smooth, dulcet tones before, that is Keith Gostad. He is my producer from the early days of Maggie Radio when I had absolutely no idea what I was doing, and he kept the wheels on the bus. Keith and I have always had a goodly respect for each other and a healthy exchange of ideas, and yesterday was no exception. I thank you for that conversation, my friend.
I was glad we were able to get that out. I feel like it was necessary, too, and I just wanted to bring that back in to the conversation real quick because I think a lot of people are probably playing the blame game these past few days, this past week.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it to go around, for sure, but at the end of the day, we do have to put down the daggers that we are flexing at each other and, you know, try and work together again if we're going to get ahead. So I feel like that's necessary to get those demons out, though.
Yeah, I think, especially with people that you know that you care about, I find it easier to have like a really heated discussion with someone who I know really well because there's trust there, right? Like, I know you're a really good mm-hmm. person, Keith. I trust you. You're my friend. Yep, we can yell at each other and then put that behind us. And I really respect and appreciate that about you, too.
Well, thank you very much, Maggie. I'm glad I got to call in real quick and congratulations on the show again.
Thank you, my friend. Always nice to hear from you, folks. That is the amazing Keith Gostad. He has invented the genre of polka hip hop. Wait, before you go, Keith, tell everybody where they can find some of your polka hip hop.
You can go to novembercriminals.com and you can suss it out there if you're interested. Polka hip hop is alive and well. We've also got a festival that we run called the Milwaukee Polka Riot. And we're going to be moving to a new spot next fall. But if people are interested, it's MilwaukeePokerRiot.com also.
Very cool, folks. That's Keith Gostad, inventor of the growing genre called polka hip hop. I have checked it out a little bit. So should you. It is a good gosh darn time. Hey, Kimber texting in from WRCE. She's saying hello to Cardi. Folks, we are about at that time. I can't believe that the weekend is here already. Shoo! I hope and I wish for each and every one of you the time to take a breath, maybe do some reading, maybe check out one of those local bookstores like Boswell on Brady. My thanks to you for listening. Be well. Enjoy your weekends. You got Dom Salvia up next. He follows me every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And as I always end the shows, so too I will do today. I think these words, as Keith just made clear, are more important today than they have ever been. And that is that we get to stand up for one another, and that I hope that you always stand up for me, because I'm always going to stand up for you. But most importantly, everybody, it is better when we stand together. So go have yourselves a beautiful, safe, and happy weekend. Thank you to you, Cardi. We are doing the thing. We are getting there, my man. It has been a lot of fun growing with you. I'll be back on Monday for more of the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we always have real news and great conversation.